Shalom, today's daf yomi is Bava Basra daf kuf samach tes Bava Basra 169. Today's daf yomi on kuf samach tes on Mabez, the Gemara is discussing the topic of buying land without a guarantee, without achrayus on that land. What does it mean to buy land without achrayus? Well, in other words, let's say somebody would sell somebody else land. Let's say Reuven would sell Shimon land. So Shimon has bought this land, and there's the assumption, the default assumption is that every land that is bought has achrayus, meaning to say if a creditor will come and say to Reuven, when you sold that land, there was a lien on it because you owed me money, then that creditor would be able to go and make the claim that from the land that Shimon had bought and reclaim that land because there was a lien on it. However, Shimon, if the land was bought with a guarantee, Shimon would then be able to go back to Reuven and reclaim his money. However, if the land is bought without a guarantee, without achrayus, then Shimon will be in a very vulnerable position because he won't be able to make a claim against Reuven for that land. He will not have realized that there was a lien on it, and Shimon will be without recourse. And so therefore, the assumption is that any land that is bought has achrayus on it, and it has to be specified that there's no achrayus on it. So much so that if there's a contract and it doesn't say that the land is sold with achrayus, with a guarantee, then the Gemara says that is a toh sofer. We can assume that was a mistake of the scribe. So the incident in today's daf yomi relates to a woman, i.e. itisa. There was a woman, diyavle zuzela ugavra. She gave money to an agent, to a man, to go and buy land for her. So what happened? Also, Zabin lost Shalobach Reis. He went and he bought land for her, but this land that he bought didn't have a guarantee. And indeed, the Rimagash and the Namuka Yosef both explain that they specified that there was no guarantee. When he bought this land, he went out of his way and specified that there's no guarantee on it. Well, of course, when he came back and he gave the woman the property, so she was obviously very upset because she has a tremendous exposure here because now she's the owner of land, which is no guarantee on it. So Asil Akame to Rav Nachman, she comes before Rav Nachman and she makes this claim and says that the agent did a bad thing for me because I told him to buy land and he bought land without a guarantee. So what does Rav Nachman say? Says Rav Nachman, Amarei, the Rav Nachman summarizes the woman's complaint to the agent. She says, you did a bad job. With Takuni Shedartich, V'rola Avute, I sent you to do something good for me, to be to my benefit, to do an action that is mitukan, and you did an action that is mikul kal. You did a bad action. You bought a land without guarantee, and that's the opposite of what I wanted. And so, what is the solution of Rav Nachman? So Rav Nachman's solution is zil zabna minei shlo be'achrayus. He says, in order to fix this, he said to the agent, go and purchase this land without a guarantee, meaning he told the agent, you go back, and you, it's the equivalent of you having not been acting as this woman's agent, but you've actually acted on your own and bought this land from this person who you bought it from without the guarantee, and then you turned around, v'hadar zabna nila be'achrayus, and then you turned around and sold it to her with a guarantee, meaning to say that if this land will eventually be made a claim upon it, and she'll have to try and she'll have to give up the land, and now she'll have to try and find recourse by making the claim against the original seller. She has recourse against you, even though you don't have recourse against the original owner. You're going to have to pay her the money that she lost by losing this property because you bought it without a guarantee. That is the way Rav Nachman ruled, and the Rashba and the Ran explain that of course, the agent has the right. He could have kept it. He's not responsible to actually sell it under those conditions. But basically Rav Nachman's ruling was that he is now responsible because she sent him, l'takuni shedartich v'lo avute, she sent him to act on her behalf and not to make a mistake. So therefore, we see that she has the right to demand that he be responsible for the actions that he took. And so that is how Rav Nachman ruled. This concept of l'takuni shedartich, this concept actually relates to Moshe Rabbeinu, to an incident with the Midrash, which the Midrash Tanhuma discusses. The Midrash Tanhuma says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when God says, I'm going to show you all the good that exists, Moshe Rabbeinu was shown the different storehouses of rewards. And so first he went to the first storehouse, and the first storehouse, which was which was filled with delights and with rewards. That was, says the Midrash Tanhuma, that was for those who mastered the study of Torah. And so they had one storehouse. The next storehouse that Moshe Rabbeinu saw, that was the storehouse for those who gave honor to the Torah. But then Moshe Rabbeinu came to the third storehouse, and the third storehouse was not for those who mastered Torah, not for those who honored Torah, but the way to understand the Midrash is was for those who had been slandered by other people. And because they were slandered by other people, the idea is that anybody who is slandered by somebody else, they get the reward of the person who had slandered them, meaning to say they get the mitzvot that would normally have been due to that person. That person would normally be rewarded by Hashem for the good deeds that they've done, but those mitzvot were transferred, those rewards for those mitzvot were transferred to the person who was slandered. And this storehouse was by far the biggest, and explains the Avi Nacha, why was this storehouse by far the biggest? Because that person, normally when we do a mitzvah, we do it, but there is something that we've done imperfectly, and there is some type of sin related to every good deed we've done. But in this case, this person who was acting as the agent on behalf of the person who was slandered, so to speak, he got all of the rewards that he did without of any of the negative, God forbid, side effects. And that's why the person who was slandered, he has the biggest storehouse of all when it comes to rewards. So if somebody is out there, God forbid, who's been slandered, take solace in the fact that your reward, your storehouse of rewards, will be the biggest of all.